Certainly not. I heard about this incident yesterday. As a matter of fact, I'm going to hear of it. You know, anybody that I have spoke to are absolutely disgusted by it. We have had this group RAD tamping on the dignity of our community for a number of years. They've amalgamated now with these other fractionalized groups, and they've now surfaced as another group of vigilantes. This community doesn't need vigilantes. This community doesn't need this type of nonsense, to be quite honest with you. What seems to be happening here is there was a dispute over bonfire material. Broke out into a bit of a row. One of these dissident gangs, there was a bit of a row over this, and as a result, these two people have been ordered out of the country or be executed. I think that is absolutely despicable. This is thuggery at its highest level here.
And it's very petty, to say the least. It's over bonfire material, young people collecting for bonfires.
It is. It's petty, but it's an indication of where we're going with these gangs. This gang here now, they have amalgamated. Here they are now. They're issuing death threats. Beforehand, they were, to be quite honest with you, had this group called RAD who bombed their own community in the Brandywell and in the Craigan. They shot alcoholics and they shot drug addicts. I don't know what they have no political purpose whatsoever. They can't come on the radio to justify anything. There's no justification in what they've done today. And to be quite honest with you, this community is absolutely disgusted by these actions. And they have no, I have to say this, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again, there is no support whatsoever for this type of nonsense. It's time these people disbanded and moved on their lives.